everyone. Welcome back to Boys R Us, where we explore the lives of the greatest sports legends in history. I'm your best friend, Caden Sun. Today, we're diving into the world of rowing, a sport that demands extreme endurance, strength, and pure willpower. And when you talk about rowing, one name stands out above the rest. Sir Steve Redgrave. This man isn't just a rower, he's an Olympic machine, a legend who dominated the waters for two decades. Imagine winning gold at five consecutive Olympic Games. That's 20 years at staying at the very top. It's a feat that few people have ever matched in any sport. So how did a boy from England become the greatest rower of all time? Let's find out. Redgrave was born in 1962 in Marlow, England, a town along the River Thames, so maybe it was just fate that he became a rowing legend. But here's the thing, rowing isn't just about strength, it's about discipline, technique, and mental toughness. Steve was naturally tall and powerful, but he wasn't just gifted, he worked harder than anyone else. By the time he was in his late teens, it was clear that this guy was born to row. And by the 1984 Olympics, at just 22 years old, he won his first gold medal in the Coxed Four event. That's when the world first took notice. But what nobody realized, it was just beginning of one of the most incredible careers in Olympic history. Most athletes dream of winning one Olympic gold medal. Steve Redgrave, he won five in five different Olympic Games. Let's break it down. In 1984, Los Angeles, Coxed Four, he won his first taste of Olympic glory. In 1988, Seal, Cokeless pair. His dominant performance with his legendary rowing partner, Andy Holmes. In 1992, Barcelona, Cokeless pair. But now, Redgrave was now rowing royally, winning his third straight Olympic gold. In 1996, Atlanta, Cokeless pair. This one was special. Why? Because Steve Redgrave was diagnosed with diabetes just before the Olympics. Did he quit? No. He trained even harder and still won gold. In 2000, Sydney, Cokeless four. The fairy tale ending at just 38 years old. After nearly retiring twice, Steve Redgrave crossed the finish line first, cementing his place in history. Five Olympics, five golds. No rower has ever done that before or since. Steve's journey wasn't just about winning, it was about pushing through the toughest obstacles. After the 1996 Olympics, Redgrave famously said, "Anyone sees me near a boat again, they have my permission to shoot me." Why? Because rowing at that level is brutal. The training, the pain, the exhaustion, it's relentless. But guess what? A few years later, he was back in the boat, training for 2000 Olympics. And let's talk about his biggest challenge, diabetes. Most people, after being diagnosed, might take a step back. Not Steve. He adapted, managed his condition, and kept competing at the highest level. If that's not the mindset of a champion, I don't know what it is. In the 2000 Olympics in Sydney, that was it. Redgrave's last dance. At 38 years old, racing alongside his teammates in the Coquelis 4, Redgrave delivered one final masterpiece. The British crew fought off the Australians in a nail-biting finish to take gold. The moment he crossed the finish line, he had done the impossible. An Olympic champion across five straight games, spanning 20 years. That victory, one of the greatest moments of Olympic history. And what happened afterward? The legendary moment where Sir Steve Redgrave was told, "You're now a legend, Steve." And he simply smiled, knowing that his story would be told for generations. So what makes Steve Redgrave the greatest rower of all time? He won 5 Olympic gold medals, 9 world champion titles, over 20 years of dominance, the first rower to win gold in 5 Olympics. But more than the stats is his mindset, his refusal to quit, his ability to push through pain, and his insane work ethic that truly makes him the GOAT of rowing. Steve Redgrave didn't just win medals. He redefined what was possible in rowing. His story isn't just about rowing. It's about perseverance, discipline, and the pursuit of greatness. Whether you're an athlete, a student, or chasing a dream of your own, there's something we can all learn from Redgrave. Never stop pushing. Adapt, no matter the challenges. And when you think that you've reached the limit, keep going. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, and drop a comment about your favorite Steve Redgrave moment. Who should we cover next? Let us know. Thanks for listening, and remember, greatness is built one stroke at a time. Steve Redgrave is more than just a rower. He's a symbol of dedication, endurance, and the relentless pursuit of excellence. Don't miss this episode. It's a tribute for the greatest rower of all time.